Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is Daf Tzadik Hey. We're starting at the very, very top of the Amud. You remember that yesterday we learned about that there's a big machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina. What was the form of the lechem upon him? Rabbi Hanina said it was kimenteva prutza, like an open box without a top to it. And Rabbi Yochanan said it was kimen spina roikedis. It was like a speeding boat, a speeding canoe. And now our Gemara continues on. Meis feifreiti Gemara. Shteitach in the Braisa, kemin kaveris hoyulah b'tanur. We learned yesterday in the Gemara that there were three defusim, three forms or molds in connection with the lechem upon them. One in which they actually made the batter, they kneaded the dough. After that, they transferred it to another tfus that they put into the oven. And after that, from the oven, when it was finished baking, they put it into a third tfus. Now we're talking about the middle tfus that was inside the oven. What did that tfus, that mold, look like? So Gemara came in kaveris. Kaveris, the Gemara usually uses, means a bienenstock. A bienenstock means a beehive. But here it doesn't mean a beehive. It means a container that was shaped something similar to it, and it was like a square tablet, like a square box. Zokti Yimara, the choyre, if it's a square box, that would pass to, if you're talking about that the lechem upon him was keteva prutza. So you have an open box within a larger open box, because after all, that's the mold in which it is forming whilst it's baking. But if you're talking about kisvina rekedis, it wouldn't be appropriate to talk about like a box, because as we know, the svina rekedis comes to a point on the bottom like a canoe does, and therefore the chayre wouldn't fit inside such a tfus. Is a chayre starker raya like Reb Chanina that it was kimenteva prutza and not kisvina roikedes? Evidimara eimu upia doime kimin tavla murubas. Don't say that the entire tfus looked like or had the structure of a tavla murubas, which would be like a square box. The rabbi says that the opening to the tfus was nice, large opening, and then you would set into it that svina roikedes stick batter that's going to be formed into a challah, and back in the bottom of it was pointy because he needed a mold in which to put that svina roikedes. But it was easy to put it inside the tfus because the tfus is nice and large at the top at the opening, and then you set it in, and the bottom already was taka like the bottom of the lechem upon him to svina roikedes. So Gemara Tanya come on the Yomar, Kimin Svina Rekedis. We're going to bring now a Braisa, which Mamish says, Kisvina Rekedis. The sign of the Braisa. Arbo Snifim Shalzov Hoyusham, Mefutsalim Meirosheyan, Kimin Dakronin. We're talking about the Snifim, which are the two pillars on the two sides, like the two sides of a bookshelf, for instance. And those two sides, remember, you had a machloikis, where it was on top of the Shulchan or next to the Shulchan. The reason why he says Arba Snifim is because you had the two different Marochis. So therefore, he's spreading out the two Snifim and making it four Snifim, making it wider. We're going to learn a little bit more about this tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem. We're going to have a fairly lengthy Mishnah, which we're going to talk about the dimensions of the Shulchan, and of the Lechem upon him, and the Snifim, and Mi'at Hashem, it's Aleich Lezach, which we'll see tomorrow in the Mishnah. Anyway, so they had Arba Snifim Shalzov, HaYushem, Befutzolim, Mereshein, Kimin Dakran. He's explaining how did those snifim work. We had those reeds which were coming out, and the reeds weren't just stam reeds, but they were like dakronim. Rashi dakronim says, like if you have a tree where you have branches, and the branches come out to small little branches coming out of the bigger branches. In other words, like the small twigs coming out. So he's saying similar. That's how the construction of the snifim work. Why? Because the kronim hoyu shesaimchem behenas halechem shudoy mekimin svina roikedes. Oh, so the Braisa says expressly that the lechem was like svina roikedes, and that's why Yitaka had to have branches that had smaller branches coming out to hold up, like we had yesterday, megal igel, that they made it like circular to hold up the svina roikedes. Because if you're just talking about normally keteva prutza, you don't need every fancy branches coming out. You just have the plain, simple, horizontal reeds holding up each one of the chalas. Anyway, it says the fetish commits to inner rekedas is a raya like that madiel. Now we get off a little bit on a tangent, no longer focusing on teva prutza and tefina rekedas. We're talking about another issue totally. Iboilu. Lechem upon him nifsal b'masoyis, in a nifsal b'masoyis. As we all know, during the times of the Yidden were in the Midbar, the Mishkan was on the move from time to time. Each time it moved, all the other kabbanas, typically there was no problem, assuming that they had some preparatory time, they could quickly eat the kabbanas, quickly not do kabbanas at that time. But the lechem upon them was there at all times, from Shabbos to Shabbos. So as a result of the movement, did you have a situation where the lechem upon them became possible biyotze, since it left the confines of the oil moyed of the heichel, it was running around, moving together with Klal Yisrael. So lechem panim nifsal b'masoyis, and nifsal b'masoyis, did it become possible? Is on the surface we have machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rishuah ben Levi, nifsal b'chadomar, ain nifsal. I say that on the surface, because later on the Gemara is going to say further down that in fact loy pligi, but at this moment it looks like a machloikis. One says it becomes possible b'yotze, the other one says not possible b'yotze. Man v'yomen nifsal b'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, asher yachnu kein gisol. So what's the ray from that pasuk? Ma b'chaniyose nifsal. Just like at the time of the Chaniyah, when the Mishkan was standing in one place and not on the move, were you to take the lechem upon him out of the oil moed? Oil moed is just like the heichal in the base of Mikdash. Were you to take it out of the Azara, take it out of the Chotzer, it would become possible b'yotze. Happen to see also nifsal b'yotze. The same thing is kashiyachnu ken yiso. If it's on the move, so it also becomes possible b'yotze because you no longer have a Chotzer, you never longer have oil moed. It's now just moving in the wilderness with the machne levia, and therefore it should become possible b'yotze. Man the Amma in Nifsal Biyaita, Tikhsid says in the Pasik, the Lechem Atomid all of ye, that the Lechem upon him should always be on the Shulchan. So what's the Raya from Lechem Atonim all ye? So Rashi says that the word Yihye, like you have throughout Chas, Bav Yosu Yehei, means Alum Bitushase Koi. Whatever Kedusha it had before, until now on the Shulchan, that Kedusha Yihye remains with it at all times, even when they're on the move from place to place to place. So a machlokes. Reiki Marvina Nami Oksiv Kashiyachnu Ken Yiso. Doesn't that sound like that? Just like Bechashchania, it becomes possible Yoytze Bishas Nasiya. This Ulze Psul Yoytze. But Tumal Yiruch Kisa Hitaka agrees with this pasuk, but he learns it a little bit differently. Ma Bechaniyase Kilo Yotza Mimkoymo Loy Mifsal. Just like by the Chania, as long as the lechem upon him stays on the Shulchan, it doesn't become possible. Why not? Because it's on the Shulchan. Happen to see also if you leave it on the Shulchan, even though the Shulchan is no longer within the oil moy, no longer within the chotzer, but it's still on the Shulchan, is by missile doesn't become possible. Which sounds like that as long as it's tak on the Shulchan, it remains in its Kedusha. What is the man the Yoma that says Nifsal do with that? Says Yomar Taka. We therefore learn a different shot. Eliki Yosef Dimi Yoma. If the Lechem upon him is still on the Shulchan, and they take one of these very, very large containers and put it on top of the Shulchan, and on the Shulchan, and all the Lechem remains on the Shulchan without being removed, everybody would agree it does not become possible b'yotze, even when they are on the move. If they took the lechem off the Shulchan, and the Shita Mekubesis explains that it's talking about that it was on Shabbos, they took the lechem off the Shulchan. We're going to talk about this more when we get towards the bottom of the Amid. I'm sorry?
They didn't travel on Shabbos.
Oh, you're afraid there's a good. You're machaven to the Shita Mekubesis Kasha. If you look on the Shita Mekubesis Aleph, do you have the Shita Mekubesis Aleph over here on the side?
Yeah.
You have the Shita Mekubesis? The heart says Gilian Pirusha Kundri Mifsud Al Shulchan Shadain La Yigia Shesulku B'Shabbos. You have that. Fourth line Uktas Kasha Deha Al Korcha B'Shabbos Leinasu Meturach B'Shvun Shabbos Misham Haitza. They're carrying on Shabbos. Umachamer Chamer means that they are leading the animals. Kimoy Shekasu Atoysim V'Kamot. So Ibazoi. So what are we talking about moving on Shabbos? Mesulik has got to be in Shabbos because otherwise you wouldn't remove it from the Shulchan. Even though they're on the move, leave it on the Shulchan. Why should take it off? So therefore, it's talking about on Shabbos. If it's talking about on Shabbos, the Shabbos they didn't move. So what's the problem? Yoktach the Yishtim Mikabat says the Yishleimar. Shema Yishleimar ki goin she'oisu Shabbos ho yom kippurim. Shalechem upon him necha le'erev b'motah Shabbos v'liyaspiku lechal oisam ad she'nosu. Aha, Well, what is the Gemara saying? What Shimon Bar Yochai is saying is, if it was your normal regular Shabbos, where after Musaf they gave a clap on the beam and they said, "Rabbi Yisai, Nish Shabbos Keret, tonight we're moving on again. We're not moving now on Shabbos. We're going to move tonight on Matzah Shabbos." The Kehanim would have been able to quickly eat all the lechem upon him on Shabbos, because after all, from after Musaf until nightfall, the death of Mashalashidis, the death of Bab Kiddush, said, "Tzahal Levi, they will eat up the lechem upon him." However, what happens if that Shabbos turns out to be also Yom Kippur? They cannot go and eat that day. The first time they can go and eat it will be Matzah Yom Kippur after Abdullah. Then they might have to pack in the Peklech and therefore they don't have time to go and eat it. Ah, now the question is it going to be compulsory Beyoitze, the fact that it's on the move outside the Chatzim? And those are the Gemara to Shaila. Anyway, the Gemara Nachamu. Again, the same pasuk as before, and the Gemara says, "Ma b'chaniyosei nitzol b'yoyt." It's just like when it's standing in place, when the mishkan is not on the move. If the lechem comes off the shulchan and leaves the azara, it's going to be possible b'yoyt. Happens to yosei. So too, when it's on the move, it comes nitzol b'yoyt. The man diomer ainin nitzol d'chsev v'nasa oyel moyed. Now, what means Venasa oil moid? If the oil moid has been dismantled and it's now in a million pieces, so it's not an oil moid anymore. Come to Gemara Tzong, Alpha Pisha Nasa, even though it's moving and the kloyim are down and everything has been dismantled, makes a difference. Oil moid, who still has the Kedusha's oil moid, and therefore, as long as the Shulchan is within that proximity, within the Machan Levia, together with all of the other Kalim of the Mishkan, it's still considered to be oil moid. And it does not become possible beyoytze. That just like b'shas chaniyah becomes possible beyoytze, b'shas nesiyah. The one leader Kisa, he learns faket. Ma b'chaniyase kiloi mapikle loy nifsel. Just like by the chaniyah, as long as you don't remove it from the azara, it doesn't become possible. Apen nesiyase kiloi mapikle. As long as you don't remove it from the shulchan loy nifsel, just leave it in its place, and it will remain kosher, doesn't become possible. Which means that just that even though it's on the move, it's still called oil moid. That doesn't come to tell you dinim and oil moid, it comes to tell you the formation of the traveling. What does he mean? Because the entirety of the pasuk, which is number one, and these beautiful gemuras that were sponsored by Inzertayah Belip Techaver of David, says the Nasa Oyel Moed, that's what we quoted so far. But let's continue on. Machne halavim besoicha machno is kasher yachnu ken yiso ish al yodel ledigleim. What the pasuk is coming to tell you, that when the Oyel Moed was on the move, what was the structure of Klal Yisrael? It was exactly the same structure as it was when it was Mechaniyah. That is, that you had all the way in the middle of the Machne, you had the Mishkan. Around the Mishkan, you had the Machne Leviyah. And around the Machne Leviyah, you had the 12 Shvatim in the four different directions, like it's enumerated in Parshas Nosoyim, and afterwards in Parshas Baloyscha, etc. Ah, so when they were on the move, they were moved in the same formation. It's not as if they all collapsed together and now they became single file or something. They all moved in formation the way they were at the time of the Chaniyah. And so that's what the Menasa Oil Moed is coming. To tell you that the Golem, meaning the banners, which really means the Shvatim, all stayed in the same places. The reason why they more use the expression the Golem, because the Pasuk ends off, Kashiyachnu, can you so, Ishal Yodai Lidig Lehem, to its banner, to its Shvatim, the Shvatim all remained in the same formation. Oh, so they have nothing to do with Afilu Kishanasa, it's still called Oil Might. The Idach, the other man, the Yama says, oh, one second. Venasa Oil Might comes to tell you that Alpha Bishanasa Oil Might, even though it's on the move, it's still the Oil Might. Aye, what are you talking about? It's gone. That's the rest of the pasuk. Continues on. Machne levim b'seicha machno isnafke kasheyachnu ken yiso ishal yodel the diglaim. Oh! That's coming to tell you the golem. But the first part of the pasuk tells you what we said before. The avu pishanasa, it still remains with the kedushas of mayid, and therefore, as long as the shulchan is there together with everything else, it's not possible be yait. So far, we only focused on the lechem hapanim. But the two other issues that come up when the mishkan is on the move. Number one, meisve, b'shas silik masoris, karchim nesom b'yotze. What about karchim nataka were brought and were not eaten up so far? And the kohanim say we got to pack up and we got to start moving. Does it become possible b'yotze? In other words, an identical question that we had by the lechem hapanim. It's exactly on all four the same question. And the zem mitzurim mishtalchim chutz lemchitzasim. Even though the oil moed is on the move, the zem mitzurim are not allowed to drezach around the machne Yisrael or the machne Levia. Each one has to go out of the machne as if the machnois and the dgolim were all in formation, bechanoia, that they're all resting. The tzur, as you know, is nishtalech chutz lishalosh machnois, while the zav is only nishtalech chutz lishtei machnois. So the tzur is not allowed to join the rest of Klai Yisrael, even though they're on the move. He still has to remain his distance after everybody else moves. He's going to be the last one on the move. As far as the Zaman are concerned, they can drezach with the Machne Yisrael, but they're not allowed to get close to the Machne Levian. So even though everything is moving, nevertheless, it still had that same Kedushas Machne Yisrael and Machne Levian. Fine, we're going to talk about that Zav Mitzrayim on the bottom of the oven. But at the moment, we're focusing on the first part about the Kodshim Nifsalim B'yaitze. Zokti Mar, just like Kodshim Nifsalim B'yaitze, my lava filled Lechem Apanim, because Lechem Apanim is also Kodshim. And so therefore, if the Kodshim are compostable B'yaitze because the Beis Migdish, the Mishkan is on the move, so the Lechem Apanim should also be compostable B'yaitze because the Mishkan is on the move. No. Only the kachim, ba'am lechem panim. Lechem panim does not become possible b'yotze. Make up your mind, manavshem. E oil moed dafkehu. If you're going to tell me, like it says, v'nosa oil moed, that even though it's been dismantled and now it's in a million pieces, not a million pieces, 100 pieces, whatever, it's still called kedushas oil moed. So he was there for the kachim. Now he said the kachim should also not become psulim b'yotze because they also drey and zach there in the machan levia with the rest of the oil moed and all the clay shores and all the everything else. Elamai. You're going to tell me your oil moed laughed off. Nah, come on. So oil moed is really just telling you the formation and how they go and how they travel. Nothing to do with the kedusha of the kabbalahs. It's a filu lechem panim. Now he said the lechem panim should have exactly the same din. In other words, how do you differentiate between the kachim and the lechem panim? Yeah,
the shulchan has a frame.
Asking for his text. Ela kiyasa rabin omar mar. Kiyasa rabin omar. Mar omar b'mesudar. Umar omar b'mesulik. V'loi pligi. The Emes, and there is no machloikis between the two mandiyamim at the very outset of this Gemara. We started off, lechem panim, does it become possible or not? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub, and Levi, Charam, and Nifsel, Charam, or Einan Nifsel, says, there's no machloikis. If it's Mesuder on the Shulchan, everybody agrees that remains Kodosh, B'Kdushasa Yir, like the Gemara brought up before, the lechem atomet, Olav Yir, B'Kdushasa, if it's Mesuder, it does not become possible. If it's off the Shulchan, Marv Mesulik, once it's off the Shulchan, then it doesn't have the protective force of the Shulchan holding onto it, and that's why it's different than the rest of the Kodshim. On the Shulchan, it's Mesuder, no problem B'yaitze. Once it's Mesulik, it becomes like all the other Kodshim that are not on a Shulchan, therefore, it does become possible.
So if the Mishkan was not set up before Shabbos, and the lechem aponim from the previous Shabbos is there,
right,
and they remove it, it's automatically possible because it no longer has exactly the protection of the Shulchan.
Exactly right. It becomes possible B'yaitze. Very good. It doesn't only have to be Erev Shabbos. Anytime during the week, on Tuesday morning.
Okay, but when they remove it on Shabbos, they would remove it, I guess, on Shabbos and replace it with the...
Maybe they wouldn't remove it at Shabbos.
They would just leave it on.
Exactly, and they wouldn't bake a new one. Omer Baye. Shema Mina from Ar Gemor, we see the Yesh Siluk Masoyiz Balayla. That when they cool that at night, that we got to go and start moving. What happens if, right after Marav, the Gabi gets the klapa of Tish, he says, Rabbi Yisai, go home. We're on the move again to the next one of the Masois. Oh, I might think that we're going to give everybody a chance to sleep over it, and we're only going to leave in the morning, because after it's dark at night, give everybody a chance to go to sleep, and then in the morning, 6 o'clock, then they're going to be on the move. Says Rabbi, from our Gemara, we see Yeshua Masoi Balayla, that in fact, they did move even in the middle of the night. What's the riot? At what point would they go and pick up? Rashi says pick up means pick up the kloyim and dismantle the mishkan and then start moving. It'll be the tough. It'll be in the morning. So what kabbonis would you have at 6 o'clock in the morning? No kabbonis would brought yet. It's still before the early satomic. So now you're telling me, so all the kabbonis that are outside are they going to be compulsive biyotze? Forget about compulsive biyotze. If you didn't bring any new kabbonis today, all the kabbonis that we're talking about are from the day before. And with the exception of the shlomim, everything became possible. The lina is just tomorrow. Amos medali. When are they going to go and pick themselves up, pick up the kloyim, dismantle, and stop moving? It's half of the morning. My area mishum yoytzei. Why does the brayser focus on that? The koshim the son be yoytzei. Typically, the ifsalei belina even before it's yoytzei, since it's already morning, it's already morning shachar. If there are any koshim around, with the exception of shlomim, any other kabbonis, you know what's going to happen? They're already possible because of the fact that it's the morning. It wasn't consumed, having nothing to do with Yoytzei. Is the Choyra Araya Yesh Silik Masoiz Balaiva? That in fact, when there was an announcement at night, we're traveling at night. Oh! So Yitaka traveled at night, and now you got to be careful about Yoytzei. You don't have to be careful about Lina, because it's not Lina yet. Lina would only be in the morning. You do have to be careful about Yoytzei. Eat the Kabbonis up quickly whilst the Kaloyim are still intact. Otherwise, as soon as the kind of the mishkan will be dismantled, you're going to have a problem, and the kochim will become possible. The ice. So, Kimara, what Abai is telling us is just a grisa chiddush pshita. Lelechas yom v'loy leksim. Shteitach impossible. Lelechas yom v'loy. Number three. Bashem hoylech lefneiam yoyim ba'amud onan lad choisim aderech v'lad ba'amud esh lor lehem. Lelechas yom v'loy. So we know that Klai Yisrael was on the move at day and at night. Why is Abaye telling us that this Kroisa Chedish? When you started off the Nasir during the day, and then you continued on at night, I would think that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't be Matriach Klal Yisrael to start the journey at night. They would only start during the day. That's the Chedish of Abaye. That in fact they did start the Nasir at night, because if they would start the Nasir the next morning, don't worry about Yoytzei, worry about Lina. Azei Len Tigamar. Now this halacha of Abaye L'choyra on the surface is abyssal l'shver. Because what's Abaye telling us? Shema Minah, I see from this, Yesh Silik Masoiz Balayla. Maybe there was no Silik Masoiz Balayla B'chlal. Zero. You're telling me the Rebbe Zoi, then they left in the morning, the possible Lina. No. Maybe all the Silik Masoiz were always after Shachris in the morning, after everybody went home and they ate breakfast, they dismantled the whole Mishkan, everybody pecked the peklach, and they only left at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. And by that time, some kochim had already been brought that morning, a couple of shlomims, one or two toidis, whatever. And then now the oilim is being told, Chevra, either eat it quickly, otherwise it's going to become possible biyotze. But maybe they never started off any type of masa at night. Maybe all the masas were during the day. They always went from 12 o'clock, from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. To sit here for, eat up quickly, otherwise going to be possible the yoytze. So what's the raya that they traveled at night? Or that the beginning of the travel started at night? Anyway, this is Nishman Kasha. The bottom twice is asked this Kasha. See, Shema mina yesu masoiz balayla, pirish v'kutris, four lines in. Minikitani kodshim nisol, and since it's in the kodshim become possible, the e'ain silik masoiz balayla, if you're telling me that they didn't start off any journeys at night, Amos midli kaloyim, when would they pick up the kaloyim? It's after the morning. So my ear mishum yoytze, why are you concerned about that the kachim are going to become possible yoytze? Typically the ifsalei belina, they already came possible. As soon as it's tzafra, all the kabbonis of yesterday are possible belina. Today they didn't bring any kabbonis yet. Maybe the halacha of being concerned about possibly yoytze is not talking about a night situation, it's talking about 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock. The kodshim shenishchatu hayoyim, any kodshim that was shachted this morning after the carbon oilas tumid, you had the early risers that came and they started bringing kabbonis 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. The sol mishum yoytzei, v'lo mishum lina. The lina is only going to apply the next morning. It's not going to go and apply now. So therefore, it's going to become possible yoytzei. And therefore, near lafarish that is talking about a separate situation. Ayin sham and toisus. But you see, from our gemara lechoyra on the surface, it was a bissel shver. What's the raya that they started off the journeys at night? The Toysis has another pshat. Okay, back to the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Wait a minute. Let me ask you a kasha. Now, the kasha is now on the case of the Zovin and Mitzoyroim. we said that even though the oil moyed, the whole Mishkan, the whole Chatzar has been dismantled, make sure that the Zavin and Mitzrayim stay their positions. Meaning, the Mitzrayim has got to remain Chutz L'Sholish Machnois, outside the Machnis. Even though the Machnis is on the move, you Mitzrayim stay out of the Machnis. Stay in back, stay out at least Dalet Amnis, in back the whole Machnis. And you Zavin, you can Drezach by the Machnis, but don't get close to the Machne Leviyah. That's what it said in the previous writer, that they're nishtalach, chutz l'sholich, chutz l'mechitzosim. Frank, you are many. I have another brisa. Huglu ha-paroiches. Once the paroiches, that here, it doesn't mean the paroiches that you have between the Kodesh and the Kodoshim, it really means the paroiches, all the kloim, all the curtains, everything is now being rolled up. We're on the move. In this hallowed place where the Heilige Mishkan was standing until now, now it loses its Kedusha, and not only that place, but the whole Machni Yisrael, the whole Machni Leviyah, since it's all on the move, it doesn't retain the Kedusha Machni Yisrael, and therefore, Zom Mitzrayim can go haphazardly anywhere they want. It's the Chassidah. Omer Vashem Lekash, Horeb Leizer Rabban, it's a Machloikis. The Sanya, now this Machloikis is not like, we're not talking about the Mishkan when it was on the move, but it's talking about on Erev Pesach. What happened to Erev Pesach? Roiv of Klal Yisrael that year were unfortunately Tmei. Because if it would only be a Yochid, you just wait until Pesach Sheni. But since Roiv of Klal Yisrael Tmeim, it's Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur, Hutcha B'tzibur, and they're going to go and bring the carbon Pesach. Now what happens if some of Klal Yisrael were Zavin or Mitzayroin? The Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, which are not quoted in our Gemara, say, there was only a heter for Tumas Mes, but there was no heter for Zav Mitzrayim, and therefore Zav Mitzrayim, they got to stay out and don't even get close to the Azara, because after all, the Tumah Hutra B'tzib is only Tumas Mes, nothing to do with Zav Mitzrayim. Or Reb Lazar Oimer, Yochel Dochku, Zav Mitzrayim, Menechlusu Lazara B'Pesach, Abba B'Tumah, Yochel Yuchay Yavin. I would think that these Zav Mitzrayim, if they shtipped Zacharayim in the Azara on Erev Pesach, that they would be chayiv on Tumas Mikdash Vekudoshev. If they did it, Bemezin would be Chatzah Shalom Karis, if they did it Bishoygi, they'd have to bring a Karm. Which Karm would they have to bring? Chatzah Oyle V'yarit. So I would have thought, says Reb Lezer, no! Talmud Loimar, it says in the post, V'shalch ben amachne, kol tzuru v'chalzov, v'choyu tom mei lo nofesh. And this is the Makar for the three separate Shlichos Chutz l'machne. The tom mei, well, let's go the other way around. Metzor is Chutz l'sholish machnois. The Zav is Chutz l'shtei machnois. In other words, it's a lot of Drezach in Machne Yisrael, but not Machne Leviyah. And the Tomei L'Nefesh is even allowed to Drezach in the Machne Leviyah, but not in the Machne Shechina. In other words, not supposed to go into the Beis Migdish, or the Mishkan, Harabayis, etc., etc. Anyway, so says Yetzer Blezer, since these three are packaged together, the Tzeruah, the Zav, and the Tomei L'Nefesh, Bishosh, Tomei Mes, and Mishtalchin, if there's a din that Tomei Mes has to go out, Zav, and Mitzeroy, Mishtalchin, then the Zav, Mitzeroy also has to go out. But ain't Tomei Mes, and Mishtalchin, if the Tomei Mes doesn't have to go out, meaning on Erev Pesach, the Tomei Mes is a chushev and miyichas like everybody else, because tumah hutra b'tzibur, if they gone to tzibur, roiv tzibur became tmeim. So just like the twin mess is not mishtalech, eitzah mitzaroyim mishtalech, so then they're all to not mishtalech. Aha. So what does it have to do with us? Same thing over here, when we're talking about the case of the machna, which is on the move. Is the twin mess mishtalech chutz l'machna shechina? The answer is no. Why not? Because there no longer is a Machne Shechina, because it's all been dismantled. So where is the Machne Shechina? Where is the Oyel Moed? Where is the Chotzer? It's all part of the Machne Leviyah. Well, the Tmei Mes is a lot of Drainzach in the Machne Leviyah, so no problem. Ah, says Dr. Blazer, since the Tmei Mes has no din of Shiluach whilst they're on the move, the Tmei Mes is allowed to go where it normally was allowed to go, Machne Yisrael and Machne Leviyah. So too, the Zavim Mitzrayim, they no longer have these restrictions on Shiluach Mechutz LaMachne. They can also go into the Machne Yisrael and the Machne Leviyah. But that's only Reb Lezer. The same Chacham that holds an Erev Pesach, the Zavim Mitzrayim better stay out, because if they go in, they would be Chayiv either Koris or Chayiv a Korban Chatas Oyle V'Yoyin B'Shoigeg. Why? Because even though the Tzmei Mes is not Nishtalech, but the Zav Mitzrayim have their own independent Shiluach Dinim, same thing would apply when they're on the move, that they have to stay their own positions and cannot go into the Machne Leviyah or Machne Yisrael meaning again the Metzora couldn't go into the Machne, all three Machnes can't even go to Machne Yisrael, while the Zal would be able to go to Machne Yisrael, but not into the Machne Levi. So the Machloikim between the two prizes, the Stira is for Emphis, one prize is Rabban, and the other prize is Rebbe Lesser. Zog Tanaya Mishnah, Achas Tei HaLechem V'Achas Lechem upon him. Lishosan varichosan bachutz vafiyosan bifnim. Veinendoichis es Shabbos. What is the Tanakhama telling us? We have earlier on in our parak as well in our Masechta, we have the Shaila Legabe, the Midas Hayovesh. Midas Hayovesh means that we had, how many, anybody remember how many Midas Hayovishes they had altogether? Anybody have any idea?
Two or three.
Two or three, what were the sizes?
The Saron, Saron v'chatzi, and the
why do they have two different Israelim? One was Godush, and the other one was Mochuk.
Okay.
Very good, beautiful, beautiful. Well, how many Midas Halach were there? Anybody have any?
Seven
altogether. Everybody holds it to a seven?
Was it one? Was it seven?
It was a measuring cup that had the schnozes. It had the indentations on the side. Oh, very good, beautiful. So now everybody, Kuli Alam Moida, the Midas Halach was Nimshach, Vayimshach, and Vayikadish Oysam. Everybody agreed Midas Halach was Zichr Nimshach. So Machlokes was a Nimshach Bechutz, or only Bibifnim. But Bibifnim, everybody. By the Midas Yavish, we had a big Machlokes with the Midas Yavish. Kuli Alam Moida, it was not. Kuli Alam Moida, that the outside was not Niskadish, it was not Nimshach. There's a Machlokes or Bekiva, and others, whether it was Nimshach Mibifnim. And we have the Shaila Gav, the Berutz and Midas, when they spread over, when they fall over on the side, do they have a din of Kedusha or not? Anyway, Rabbi Kiva said that even the Lechem, even the Midas Yavish Bifnim, was not Niskadish, and therefore there is no din of Klishores by Midas Hayavish, only by Midas Halach. Now, your normal Karben Mincha doesn't have this Shaila, because the normal Karben Mincha, besides putting into it the flour, you also added to it the oil. And the oil, therefore, was inside a Midas Halach. Midas Halach was Niskadish. And therefore, the Karben Mincha would be Niskadish as a result of the oil, even if it was, the flour was in a Midas Hayavish. And even if you hold Midas Hayavish, like Niskadish, it was mixed with oil. But the Shtei Lechem, Alechem upon him, there was no oil in them. Oh, are you going to tell me there was water in them? Sure there was water. But for the water, you don't need a Klisharis. And therefore, our Mishnah is telling us, Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him, Lishosim Varichosim Bechutz. You could do the Lisha, meaning you could do the kneading with a K, Varichosim, and you can go do all the forming. Bechutz, you don't need to do it inside the Azor, you can do it outside because you don't need a Klisharis. You can go to your local bakery and let them go and prepare the Gantz Lechem upon him, the Lisha Varicha, and as soon as it's all prepared nicely, then they'll bring it in, Vafiyasim Bifnil, they'll bring it inside the Azara, and they will bake it inside the Tanner. They cannot bake it in the bakery outside, because this Tanner holds that the Tanner is Mekadish. So as we'll see in Mechim the Gemara shortly, this Tanner Kama holds that the Kli, or the Midois Hayobesh themselves, Loi Niskadishu. That's why you can do Lishvaricha, but the Tanner was Niskadish, and therefore the Afiyah has to be with him inside the Azar. Veinah Doichas is Shabbos, but it's not Doichas. Shabbos, you got to go and do it from Friday. In other words, every lechem upon him, shtei lechem, of course, is Shavuos, but lechem upon him is every single Shabbos. So you do the baking of the lechem upon him on Erev Shabbos. Don't do it on Shabbos. That this is going to be a major, major issue in our Gemara. What's the major issue? Because if you're telling me the afiyos and bifnim, which means the tanur is mekavish, if you're going to go and bake the lechem upon him inside the oven on Friday, and you're only going to go and put it on the shulchan on Shabbos, what's going to happen overnight? It's going to become possible lina, and that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. These two halachas, the chayra, are contradictory, because once you tell me afiyasim b'fnim, you have to bake it inside. The chayra, it should be doich es a Shabbos. Why? So you don't have a lina problem. Yes, Reb Simcha.
Isn't lina more with a volume? Once you make a korban.
Usually when we think about lina, we think about kabbanis. But it's not only kabbanis, because after all, lechem panim is also considered to be a carbon for these purposes.
But
anytime it's off the shulchan overnight, it becomes possible lina.
I understand, but this isn't on the shulchan yet.
It's not, right, exactly. So it's not on the shulchan.
Yes, because you said good from the tanner.
As if it wasn't a klei sharis. The tanner has a
sad klei sharis. Would it be doicha Shabbos inside?
What does what it mean inside?
He said like this. Can't come just to us, right?
Right.
In theory, if you did it inside, he's doing like a Shabbos.
What means in theory doing the inside? We're talking about afiyasim betzim. You have to go and do the afiya inside the azara, inside the tanner. The choyre what the tanakama should hold is that it is doiches a Shabbos. Okay. Mitchum, we'll see. The Gemara is going to ask this question directly, and it's going to be crystal clear in Yetzer Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. What's this?
The mochni that was made in
mochni, that's by the kior.
By the kior, right? That they were concerned about.
Also, that even the water in that should become possible.
They lowered it back into the water.
Well, Dr. Goldfarb means to say is that Reb Simch was saying maybe the whole din of lina only applies to the kachim, it doesn't apply to the lechem upon him. So, Dr. Goldfarb, I can bring a kav b'chayim even just the water. Exactly. Shkoyach. They're very nice, right? Thank you, Dr. Goldfarb. Thank you, Reb Simch, for asking. Anyway, so the Tanakama makes a distinction between the midos hayovesh and between the Tana. The midos hayovesh have no kedusha, so therefore lish varich is bachot. While the Tanner is Kodosh, you got to do Bifnim. Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon now take the two extremes. Reb Yehuda Omer Kol Masein Bifnim, for the Midas HaYovish were Niskadshu, so therefore the Lish and Aricha has to be done inside the Azara. You put them inside the Isaran and you go and measure them. By the Lechem Aponim, you have to put into the Isaran twice, because remember, each one of the Chalas of the Lechem Aponim was Shteis, right? Nice. So once you put it inside, it becomes niskadish. Once it's niskadish, you got to leave it inside the azara. You can't take it out anymore. So kol masim b'fnim, everything, the lisha, rechafi, everything inside. Shimon Aymer, the other way around. The oilam havi rogil loymar. You should always say, the Gemara is going to ask, what's this expression? Oilam havi rogil loymar. Shtei alechem alechem aponim, kisheirois ba'azara, ukshayrois bebeis pagi. What's my bebeis pagi, zotrashi, bechol Yerushalayim. The kasava af yosa nami bachutz. Oh, so Reb Shimon goes in the other extreme. What's the other extreme? He's saying that shtei alechem and lechem upon him, you don't have to do not only not the lish baricha, but even the afiyah can be done bachutz. So if you have a local, what's this?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. So therefore, we have a three-way machlokes according to Reb Yehuda. Kol masim b'fnem, you're both the midos hayovish and the tanner have kedusha. Do it all inside the azara and don't take it out. It's going to be compulsory b'yotzei. According to Reb Shimon, none of them is niskadish, neither the midos hayovish nor the tanner. Therefore, you can do it outside the beis midrash in Yerushalayim. Bashenki the tanner kama, he makes a shtickle compromise. The lish varicha is outside. Why is it outside? Because the midos hayovish were niskadish, but the tanner has to be inside of the yosim b'fnem. Good. Frank Dimarian, Hagufa Kasha. I don't understand the Tanakama. Amris, we started off by saying the Shosan Varichosan Bukhutz. Alma Midas Yavesh Loy Niskacha, like we explained. But then he said, Vafi Yosem Efim. Alma Midas Yavesh Niskacha. The Gemara is equating in the Havamina the Tanur with the Midas Yavesh, and it assumes that if the Midas Yavesh Loy Niskacha, then the Tanur is also Loy Niskacha. So he was like, why is there a din Bifnim? Amr Rabba, on the side it says Amr Rabba, Hiksha Odom Kosha, Shu Kosha Kebarzel. There was a gewaldige grace in Talmud Chochem, who's Kosha Kebarzel. Rashi says, Kosha Kebarzel, Odom Kosha, Chochem Umechudod, Lechate Halacha Kebarzel. He is so sharp, he can go and cut the halacha as if he would be like a metal knife, like an iron knife. That's how he can do these hair splitting.
What's the expression?
I'm sorry, for doctor. Okay, but if you look at the tesis in the middle of the Omid, where does the Gemara get this expression? So Gemara in Tanis, Sheva Chulat Tamid Chametz, a grace, a compliment. Kid Omid, but very common in Tanis. Kol Tamid Chochem, she ain't a kosher kebarzel, ain't a Tamid Chochem, a Tanah Kamas guy, a Tamid Chochem, that be kosher kebarzel. So he's saying he's kosher kebarzel. Who's that kosher kebarzel? Man of Rav Sheshis. So therefore, Rav is saying the kasha that we just asked now was asked by Rav Sheshis, and it's a bumbe kasha, or it's a kasha which is kosher kebarzel kasha. Frey Timora, my kasha, unless it was so shver, film me son loy mekadish, tana yom mekadish, like we explained in the Mishnah. Maybe there's a difference between the midos hayovesh and the tana. The midos hayovesh is loy niskachu, and maybe the tana is mekadish. There's no kasha anymore. Said Rav, you're right. Elikasha hakasha. Instead, I have another bumper kasha. What's the next kasha? Said Rav, you're awesome. Why? Al matana mekadish. And then it says the Ein Doiches is a Shabbos, which means you have to go and bake it on Friday. But if you're baking it on Friday in a Tana which is Mekadosh it, then it's going to get Kedushas Aguf. If Sobelina is going to become Sobelina, Oy Vavai. And again, Amarava, Hiksha Odom Kashashu Kasha Kabazel, Man Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet asks this Kasha, on Shazir Shtarka Kasha. Amaravashi, my Kusha, I don't see what's so schwer. Dilma, my Bifnim, the Mokim's reason. When it says in our Mishnah that the Afiyasin was Bifnim, he doesn't really mean Bifnim. He means even Bachutz. Lashon Bifnim is that it was done with such meticulous care. It's as if it was inside the Azara. Why? Because there were numerous Kehanim's reason all around. Why were the Kehanim's reason there? To make sure it shouldn't become Chometz stick. So therefore they were watching it carefully with Al Zayin. And therefore that's the Lashon Mifnim. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud B'Makom's reason, it's about 10 lines higher than we are in the Gemara. The B'Makom's reason. It doesn't really mean Mifnim. It doesn't really mean it. But Yefu HaKehanim's reason. Reason. Who's going to go and do it? Not just Tom, your regular bakers. Okay, Adam's reason. Shleyach, let's be careful. The harm. I'm telling you, Rav Simcha. Yefreit Akasha, the Kemat Allah Achroinim Freit. The Gav the Lechem upon him was Taki Matzah. We have to be very careful. There's reasons and it shouldn't become Chomet. But Fug Vaket, Shtei Lechem was Davke Chomet. It says Taki in the Pasuk. You're supposed to go and bring
Chomet Stefana.
Shnei Esroinim, Soilis Tiyana, Chomet Stefana, Bikur Mashab. Ah! I give out the Yekashim. Sechsam Soifah says, a very mechudish to Keteret. And he says, just like you have to be careful by the lechem upon him, that it shouldn't go and become from matzah into chomet, because it becomes chomet, it becomes posel. You have to make sure the shtei lechem is dafke chomet and doesn't remain matzah. So you needed this rezus to make sure,
wow.
Is it already chomet stick?
Don't. Competent people.
So this rezus over here means the zehirus, the meticulous care to make sure that it's done properly and appropriately halachically. So they have to mix the, let the batter rise and tell everybody it's stuck 18 minutes, we're going to wait for 25 minutes, we're going to wait 30 minutes until it rises. It should go as tall as the Empire State Building. Yeah.
But
what's up there?
The difference between Fnim and Zrizin is pretty obvious.
You're saying it's a very Shvach Teretz. So,
Reb
Simcha, the problem is we don't have the pleasure of your company at the beginning of every share, because whenever you hear pearls of wisdom. Freit, you talk to you more about the Rav Ashi Berusi. Rav Ashi just said what's quoted in the name of Rav Ashi is a mistake. What's the mistake? It's from Manifshach. Iafia be'inan's reason. If you're telling me we got to be very careful by the Afia, that it should be done properly, that by the lechem haponim, it shouldn't become chometz. And by the shtei halechem, it shouldn't remain matzah. The lishem aricha, nami binin's reason. If anything, the real reason is not b'shas the Afia. The real reason b'shas the lishem aricha, that be careful, do it quickly, within 18 minutes it shouldn't rise, or if I can't do it more than 18 minutes. But the point is, that's where you need the real zahiris and meticulous care. The Elisha Maricha Loi Ministry. That's why the Mishnah said that the Elisha Maricha can be Bechutz. And it doesn't need this reason of the Bechim. Safiyan Amelot Be'inan's reason. So, you know, Manishtan, what's the difference between one and the other? Rav Ashi Brusi, therefore the Tetz Rav Ashi Zachoyer Zeir Ashver Tetz. If Rav Ashi Teretz is here, Shver Teretz, then we're back to square one. Habtachastira. Here it says in the Mishnah, Bafi Yosem Bifnim, and it doesn't mean Zerizin, it means Taki Bifnim. If it's Taki Bifnim, it means that the Tanner is Mekadish. If the Tanner is Mekadish, then I have a situation where it became Kedushas Aguf. And if I'm going to go and bake it on Friday, since I'm Tzoris, it's going to become possible, Lina. So what's to do with that? The Gemara is silent. But Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi Shalom gave us the Tosfos. And we're going to learn the entire Tosfos from beginning to end, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not going to take a halva Tosfos. Tosfos here on the bottom, three lines from the bottom. El Rav Ashi Berusi. V'tavra mishishana zu, loishana zu. Mushmin shogun, even though the Mishnah, it's all one running statement. V'afiyotim b'fnim, ein doichas is a Shabbos. We have to really make a semicolon after the Yosem Bifnim, because the Tanakam is now finished. And according to the Tanakam of Yosem Bifnim, it would be Doiche Shabbos, because otherwise it'd be if Kahak Tzuris, every time you lechem upon him would be possible every single week. And now, new Mandi Omer, an unnamed, anonymous Mandi Omer says, Rabbeisai, in a Doiches is a Shabbos. Why is it Doiches Shabbos? Because in fact the Tanner is not Mekadosh. Since the Tanner is not Mekadosh, it doesn't get a Kedushas Hagub. So therefore you can go and bake it on Friday and put it aside on the Tfus, no problem. It could stay overnight. It's not going to be possible, Belina, because you know when it's going to get its first Kedusha. When you put it onto the Shulchan. But until you put on the Shulchan, it could be even theoretically a night or two or three or four. Because you wouldn't wait so long. But the point is that it would not have a din of lina because it doesn't get a kedusha sa kuf. Since the Shabbos is a separate mandiyama. So instead of, was that
in the crunch the word tavra?
Tavra means, like, tavra means to go in. The word, the word tough is like the, always tough is like shoyver, which means here to go and break it. Break it in half, make it into two separate mandiyama. So although,
don't break the lacham of fun and break the bread.
Exactly. And yeah, otherwise that would be a pretty crummy thing. Okay, anyway, back to our Gemara. So if we don't have three mandiyamim in our Gemara, we have in our Mishnah, we have four mandiyamim. The top mandiyama, then the Ve'ena Dorchas Shabbos is mandiyama two, Rabbi Yehuda is three, and Rabbi Shimon is four. Yochti more about Rabbi Yehuda Komaseim Bifnim. We have machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, legabi whether the Tanner was Mekadish or not, and that's going to be now the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and the Gemara. Omer Bavo Bar Kahanu Shnei Mikra Echa Doshu. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon took their position in halacha from the following pasuk. Vehu derechoil af ki hayoyim yikadish bakeli. Or Yikdash Bekeli. Well, what is this pasuk all about?
Yes.
This is talking about David HaMelech. David HaMelech was running away from Shaul. And he was very, very hungry. And he came to the city of Noivir Kahanim. And he went to the Kohen Gadol Achimatz. And he told him, I am very, very hungry. And, as we'll see in the Gemara another couple of lines, there was no bread in town, with the exception of the Lechem Apanim. And he told him, I can't give you the lechem upon him because it's kodesh. And David HaMelech will tell him, I'm allowed to eat it, it's not a problem, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Okay, so the Lashon HaPasuk gives v'hu derech choyl, af ki hayoyim yikdash bakeli. That this is derech choyl, even though today it became kodesh in the kli. What does that mean? Derech choyl, af ki hayoyim yikdash bakeli. And the beauty of it, b'choyl ashkechinu, this dialogue between David HaMelech and the Kohen Gadol in Noivir Kahanim, by the way, because of the fact that the Kohen Gadol saved David HaMelech by giving him the letter upon him,
the
whole Noivir Kahanim was never destroyed afterwards, because Shaul, who is Shaul's advisor,
Doeg
and Doimi, who is infamous, and that's why the end of the Sechta Sanhedrin said, even though Doeg and Doimi was the greatest Talmud Chacham. But anyway, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara tells us that B'choyl Ashkechinu, David HaMelech found the Kohen Gadol on Choyl, meaning on Friday, to Ka'ofule, and they were baking now the Lechem upon him inside the Tan. Amaluhu, and he said to them, Derech Choyl Ka'ofisule, why are you baking it inside today on Friday? But Derech Choyl, Afki Ayoim Yikdash Bekeli. If Salei Belina. So Dr. Afki Ayoim Yikdash Bekeli. Remember, this is going according to Behuda. And Behuda says, Kol Maseim Befnim. And therefore he said that you don't have to go and do it Bechoil. Because if you're going to go and do it Bechoil, meaning today on Friday, Afki Hayoim, you're baking it today, even though today Yikdash Bekeli, it's going to become Kodosh inside the Tanur. You know what's going to happen tomorrow when you want to go and put it on the Shulchan, it's a labelina. So therefore what you're doing is incorrect. You should rather go and bake it tomorrow, because today's baking into the Tanur, unfortunately, it's going to become pasabelina overnight. Ah, so that's what David HaMelech is giving him instructions to the Kohen Gadol, that you guys are making a mistake. Shokta Gemara, that's the Mekor for Rabbi Yehuda, that Kol Maseim Bifnim, that you have to go and bake it inside the Tanur Bifnim, because in fact it's a klisharis and it's a mekavishit, and that's why David HaMelech said, don't do it today, you got to do it tomorrow, otherwise it's going to become possibly. This dialogue took place on Shabbos, and Omelu, now David HaMelech is saying that to the Kohen God. Why are you doing it today on Shabbos? Shouldn't have you done it yesterday on Derech Choyl on Friday? Meet a Tanner Mekadesh. You think that the Tanner is Mekadesh, and therefore it's going to become possible Lina, and that's why you avoided doing it yesterday? Ach! The Tanner is not Mekadesh. Remember, this is Reb Shimon talking. Reb Shimon is explaining the dialogue of the Melech, and he says, no, no, no. You can even go and bake in the Beis Pagi as long as it's in Yushalayim. It doesn't have to be within the Azorah, within the Beis Migdash, within the Harbayis. Yeah, they come to Yushalayim. So therefore, Meet a Tanner Mekadesh. Shulchanun Mekadesh. So therefore, why are you doing the baking now on Shabbos? You should have done it yesterday, because there's no problem Belina, because the Tanner is not Mekadesh. Yes, Reb Simcha.
Simple.
Yeah, what's simple?
Very popular. Learn that it stayed hot from week to week.
Right.
It was put on hot.
Right.
So if you're baking it on Friday, it's not hot.
Uh-huh.
You're baking it Shabbos, it's hot. You're coming out of Tanur, it's hot.
Uh-huh. So you want to bring another
one.
You should know that what you're talking about, that it was hot, and then it remained hot for the early regular. It's going to be mentioned tomorrow's Gemara in the Yom
HaBet. But we learned that as a Metzius, right?
Yeah, 100%. It says, that's tomorrow, Tzadik Vav and Bein. Malamish HaMagbi and Ois La'ilu Regolim Umarim Lehem Re'uchi Baschim Lefnei HaMokoyim Neiz Godel Nas Melechem Abonim Siluka Kisiduroi, that it was still hot a week later.
But it came on hot.
Yeah, exactly.
So it had to be Shabbos then.
Okay, no, so anyway, so that's going to be tomorrow's Gemara. Whether they're going to shtel to this part or not, I don't know, because just like it could be hot from Shabbos to Shabbos, it could be theoretically hot from Friday to the next Shabbos.
Yeah, so you're saying it's not a Kaddish. So it's
but I'm not saying anything. It's my point is, you know, whether the Kaddish is a Kaddish.
But let's see, is we understood it was put on hot, and all of a sudden you say no, from Friday it's going to be hot. Okay.
According to those that hold that it's the Tanner is not Mekadesh and the Afi is not Doicha Shabbos, when they baked it on Friday it remained hot on Friday until Shabbos day, and then they put it Shabbos day onto the Shulchan and it remained hot for another week as well.
It remained fresh as if it was
exactly 100%. We'll see that more tomorrow on the Yom Days, and the Gemara continues on. So we have now machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, how to understand the pasuk when David HaMelech met the Kohen Gadol, when this was talking about on Friday or on Shabbos. Frank tomorrow. Are you telling me that this dialogue took place b'shas, the baking, and David HaMelech is either criticizing them for doing it on Friday, you should have done it on Shabbos, or criticizing for doing it on Shabbos, you should have done it on Friday? Voxiv, look at the next passing. Vayitim loy hakoyin koydish, kloy hoyesham lechem. He had no choice, there was no other bread in town, so he gave him the lechem upon him. Ki es lechem upon him, hamusarim. Sorry, ki im lechem upon him, hamusarim, melefnei Hashem. Rather, he gave the lechem upon him, which was removed, melefnei Hashem, removed from the shulchan. And that's what he handed over to David Hamelch.
But David wasn't a coin. It always bothered me, this story.
If you wait, you'll see a little patience. Zoktimah elamai, zoktimorah. So what do I see from this? If you took it off, melefnei Hashem, from the shulchan. If you took it off from the shulchan, obviously it was baked already. So don't tell me that this dialogue took place. They put it into the Tanner, and he's telling you, Tanner Yom Mekadesh, Tanner Nish Mekadesh. It's on the Shulchan already. So obviously it's talking about that it was already on Shabbos. And now they're removing it, or they have already removed it from the Shulchan on Shabbos. And therefore, Zokim Elamai Derech Choyl. So what, Dik Amalahu, so what's Sakib Shad in that earlier passage, who Derech Choyl? Hagik Amrilei. This is what they, the Kehanim, are telling David Melech. Lek Lechem Kim Lechem Panim. Unfortunately, there's no lechem in town. There's no chalas, there's no matzis. The only thing that you have over here is the lechem upon some of the Hashem, which we just took off of the shulchan. And we cannot give it to you because, after all, it's kodesh to give to the kahanim. And you're not a kohen, David HaMelech, like Barry was saying a moment ago. And that's what the pshat is, v'hu derech choyl. They're saying to him, v'hu derech choyl, do you think this is choyl? It became the skadish and the kli. And now David HaMelech is responding, Omelahu, loy mi boyahai, the kibbutz nofek leim me'ila derechoyelu. He's saying, who derechoyel? That you took off of the shulchan no longer has kedushas korban that you'd be moil. Meaning that if I were to go and eat from this lechem upon him now, or if any Yisrael would eat from this lechem upon him, the halacha is, they would not be moil. They might be taking away from the matnois kahuna, but it would no longer be a din of me'ila. Why? Because as long as it was taka on the shulchan, it had a status just like kudushim. And therefore, if I would have eaten it from the shulchan itself, then I'd be moil. However, once it's taken on the shulchan, it's no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now handed it over to the Kehanim. It's like Matnus Kuna. It's like a Karban Chat is a Karban Asham. Once you've done the Zrika on the Mizbeach, so then that is Matir, the Basa, to be eaten. So here too, once you took it off the Shulchan, and presumably they were Matir the Levoina already, the Bezicha Levoina, you had all the Matir. So it's Derech Oil. So Kamil is Mishtu. Even if you're going to talk about and say, oh good, that's the lechem panim that we took off already. What about the lechem panim which is now on the shulchan? They replaced it with new lechem panim. So that lechem panim is now on the shulchan. So it's now in the Scottish bekeli. And therefore the chayyim does have a din of ve'ila. Says David HaMelech, even that havulei delechel, even that I could ask you to give me to eat. You know why? Because mesukin hu. Says Rashi, achazei bulmus, because unfortunately he was achazei bulmus, meaning that he was suffering terribly and it was a sakana. Utanan misha achazei bulmus, machilin oisei achi oire eno b'afilu b'yer makipurim b'yuma b'perek basrim. So Mamish sakana stafashes. Therefore David HaMelech says, so now the pshat in the pasuk is udara choil. Emes in this lechem panim is not a major issue. It's matnas kuna, but it's no din of meila. But even the remaining lechem panim, which is on the kli, on the shulchan, I would also be able to eat because as a kana zafashu, it would be doicha the problem of meila. And that's the discussion, and therefore has nothing to do, no riot to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in their machlokes. So if that's the case, so what's takel machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? What is it based on? Shafti Mara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Big Gemara, Pligi. What means Big Gemara? Says Rashi, the third line, Mar Gomalei Merabe, Detana Mekadosh, Mar Gomalei Delay Mekadosh. In other words, it was strictly by Mesoida. Neither Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon has a Befedish and Pasik, a Befedish and Limud. Each one said, Mar Rebbe Tazuk Zuk Tazoi, Amar Rebbe Gizuk Tazoi. I don't know what their proofs were, what their origins were. Abazoi is this Minig Avisaini, Mesoidus Avisaini Birtei. Take an Ami, I'll bring you a ride that's Taka the Emes of Shad. Diktoni, let's go back to our Mishnah. We had a very strange Losh in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimer, Lo Oilem Hebe Roga Loimer. A person should always say, Shte Alechem Alechem Ponim Ksheiris Bazar Ksheiris Abbeis Pagi. Now, what's the last time that you walked around and you said, oh, by the way, Rabbi Yisrael, Shte Alechem Alechem Ponim Ksheiris Bazar. That's not a daily comment that people, what's their Roga Loimer? What he meant to say is, because they're going to be people that are going to be Mefakbek, and they're going to say, what's your source? What's the Raya? What's the Drasha? And I don't have anyone. I don't have one. That's why I'm taking Lava Rogaloima. Let's continue the Mesoid of a Sachihet from our Rebbe. And my Rebbe, I'm sure, heard it from his Rebbe, going all the way back to Moshe Benu. That's the halacha. And Shema Mino, we see Staka not based on Mekoidois, but it's based on the Mesoid that each one got from his Rebbe.
Interesting, they're both with Tamim and Rebbe Akiva.
Uh-huh.
So,